We're going to study from the Sfas Emes, Shnas, Tav Reish Lamed Dalet. In these editions of the Sfas Emes, Vayetze, Tav Reish Lamed Dalet, on page 235, the right-hand column. Yaakov fled to Haran. Chazal tell us that he actually arrived in Haran and then realizes he bypassed the Makom HaMikdash, he bypassed Har HaMoriah, where he feels he could and should have stopped the daven. He should have been there praying fervently to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He makes his way back. Vayitka b'makom, and he suddenly comes upon that place. We'll explain that Vayitka doesn't just mean to arrive, it means to hit upon it, to actually make contact with something, implying that it was not his goal. That was not where he had intended to be. Vayolan Sham Kibo Hashem. He spent the night there because the sun set. Now Rashi tells us, quoting Chazal, two things, and they both come to us from that one word, Vayifga Vamakom. One, Rashi says, is Vayifga means a prayer, a tefillah. Vilamadnu Shetikin Tulis Arvis. And since it was at the end of the day, the sun was setting, he davened a time that he davened, where his davening, we'll talk more about that, we spoke about it before, we'll speak last week, we'll speak about it again, it's about a specific time of day, and about a particular attitude, about hope, even in times when there seems to be very little of hope, and davening then anyway, and knowing that that's a very powerful time to daven, and a situation in which one has to daven, and a situation in which one's davening can unexpectedly succeed. Vayifka b'makom means that he davened. And Rashi explains to us that b'giyah means to daven, because we find that means to make a request. We find Yirmiyah Navi using that expression. Da'ata al tispalo ba'ad ha'amazeh Yirmiyah Perek Zayin. Where Am Yisrael is already destined and decreed upon for destruction, and the Navi says, in the name of Hashem, Al tispalol ba'ad ha'amazeh, don't daven for these people, Ba'al tifgavi, the Navi Yirmiyah says. And we find that that idea of asking for something is sometimes the word pigiyah is used. As in Avraham Avinu, a couple of parshas back in Parshas Kayisara, when he's asking for the place of Kvura to be Marasa Machpela, and he says, Ufig'u li be'efron ben socha. And when Rus says to Naomi, don't ask me to forsake you, she says, Vatayme Rus, al tifgi'i bi le'ozvech. So we know that it means to ask for something, and to ask for it with force, it means to daven. So let's start Sfas Emes inside. He says, Vayifka tikin tfilas arvis, that Vayifka means that Yaakov Avinu davened there and instituted davening in the evening, davening arvis. Vloikstid Vayispalel. The same time, Rashi points out, it doesn't say Vayispalel, so Vayifka means Lamadnu Shekavtsaloi Ha'aretz, Lilamedcha Shekavtsaloi Ha'aretz. Very famous discussion in the Gemara in Sadi Aleph in Chulin, that he had already arrived in Haran and realized, I missed out, I should have davened that Har HaMoriah. He starts to make his way back. It's quite the long way back. And Vayifka b'makom, suddenly there he is. Suddenly there he is. He had Kritzas Aderech, and he's at Har HaMoriah. So now that means that Vayifka means that he davened, and Vayifka at the same time means suddenly, he was at Har HaMoriah. Unexpectedly, he arrives. So it's two completely, seemingly, different things being derived from the choice of the word, Vayifka. He got him. He arrived suddenly at the place where he didn't expect to be. So the Sfas Emes, I mean, it's, what would you call it, a twofer, right? But it has to be that they relate to each other. That really, in essence, this is all one. And the Lalamedcha, something that we're supposed to derive from it and learn from it, is one major, major point. And that's what we will see in the Sfas Emes' understanding. Ve'ina muvan, he says. Ki l'perish hazeh, according to that interpretation. Shetikin Tfilas Arvis, that's what Bayitka comes to teach us. Ma inyan kvitzas ha'aretz l'kan. What does that have to do with, you know, kvitzas ha'aretz? I know, sometimes you're in the car and you say, ooh, I didn't have mincha yet, and all of a sudden, somehow you go from 0 to 60, and in less than the 10, 20 minutes that it should take to get to shul, in a minute, you're right there, and you're in time for minyan, right? That's in our world. That's not what happened with Yaakov. But what is it really? In all seriousness, what's going on here that Vayivka means these two things specifically? Ach bevadai. He says, certainly. It's all one point. Kifi ratzon ha'adam. Commensurate with how much you want it, how much desire you had for it, the strength of will of a man. Yachol le'orer. One can conjure up Kedushas Hashem Yisparach b'chol makom. One can cause the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be accessed, meaning Vayivka, to reach, and reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make contact. Pgiya means to make contact. You can make contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you want to. You can do it anywhere. B'chol makom, v'zehu shkas of Rashi, let's continue. That's why Rashi says, Ne'ekar har hamoriya uba lekan. Now, Sassanus is being very specific here. He's not talking about your typical, you know, kfitza sadera. Rashi in Chulin Tzadi Aleph says that loshen kfitza means as in lesik poitz es yadcha. When someone's supposed to give tzedakah, so instead of putting your fingers together and holding on, open up and give. So kfitza then means contraction, bringing something together. So if the earth somehow, you know, instead of it being 20 miles, suddenly it's only half a mile, that's the contraction, that's the kfitza sadera. But here, the Rashi doesn't quite say that. And that's what Sassanus is pointing out. V'zehu shikas of Rashi, nekar har hamoria ubo lekan. It's not just, you know, well, the distance between Haran and Haramuria suddenly evaporated, and next thing you know, he traveled the 400, 500 miles in half an hour. No. Har Hamoria came to him where he was. And that's Lashon Rashi. Ne'ekar Har Hamoria Ubo L'kan. That's what Yaakov accomplished. Not that I can get there faster, or I can get there sooner, or that the distance becomes smaller. Whatever is holy there, I want it so much, it now manifests here. It means so much to me to be in that environment of Kedusha. I create it by sheer will, and by dint of being holy myself, the Kedusha is now here. Oto do. So Haramriya comes to him. That was the title we gave, right? It's not just that, you know, you want it so much so that you move to the mountain. No, you don't have to go to the mountain. The desire of a Yid is so powerful. If he wants that Kedusha, the mountain comes to him. That's what happened. That's what Yaakov Avinu accomplished, because he said, Epsher Avardi, I went past that place where my Abbas Davin, now he wants so desperately to be there. There became he. There came to him.
It doesn't have to mean literally that it came to me, and then to say that his will was so strong that it came to him, so he can really daven in any place that he is.
Exactly.
That feeling.
Not just a feeling. It's such a passionate desire that the Kedushas Hamakar, there's a concept of Kedushas Hamakar, right? We're not allowed to go to where there's a place, right? Because at that point, Har Sinai was at Kedushas Hamakom. Moshe had to approach only in a certain way. When Matan Torah occurs, we're not allowed to be on. Only Moshe Rabbeinu can be on. Today, because we're in a state of not Tahara, we can't go on Har Abayis. It's a reality. It has halachic ramifications. It's a holy place. All of our tefillin are directed there. The Sassanus is saying that the greatness of Yaakov was that whatever Kedusha Har HaMoriah has came to him. That Kedusha surrounded him locally where he was. Har HaMoriah came to him.
He didn't have any
Kedusha. So to speak, the Kedusha HaDerech was not that he made it there. There came to him. Nekar Har HaMoriah Uvo Likan. HaMoriah came to him. Perish. Because he wanted so desperately and he wanted so fervently to arrive there, though it's so far away, now, that's perfect because Kvitsa could also mean jumping. It means the contraction, as in Lesik puts it, Yotcha, or it means jumping. You look at Pesach, Rashi himself discussing why it's called Pesach, because it means Kvitsa, because Baruch Hu has skipped, jumped over, right? But the Yisrael, but not Kvitsa Mitzrayim, but Butenu Hitzir, right? It means to jump. Har Maria, jumped. To Yaakov.
It means like the Kedusha of Har Maria is not that same as a physical miracle to the mountain of Uyen itself.
Yes. Yes, the Medrash is saying the mountain came to him. If someone says to me it means literally the mountain came to him, I say good. If it means that all of Kedusha of Har Maria came to him, also good. Actually, that's even more important. You know, the Kedusha Rim wrote a sefer called Sefer Hazchus. And in the Sefer Hazchus, again, the Kedusha Rim was, of course, the Rebbe and the grandfather of the Sfasamit. The Sefer Hazchus, he says that that's the point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to him, promising Yaakov, V'hine Anoichi Imach. I'm with you now. I'll always be with you. Read the words of Sefer Hazchus to you. Hifdichoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promising. B'kol Mokam Shiyyeh, wherever you go, Yavoi Kedushas Har HaMaria LeYisrael. Wherever you go, if you intend to serve Hashem, if you create the atmosphere and you want to serve Hashem, then I'll bring Kedusha Santa Maria wherever you are. And look, the holy places, in the holy shuls, in Bata Knesset, all over, like the Gemara says in Bava, and in America, and in Great Britain, and in South Africa, and in all over the world, and in Canada, and in every place in the world, holy places. They have Kedusha. Har Maria Kedusha. Umizeh Ba, says the Sefer Hazchus, and that's why Shlomo HaMelech said, V'histalalu derech arto. That wherever they are, from where they are, they should be able to successfully be mispalel here in the Beit HaMikdash. He's building the Beit HaMikdash, and he says, histalalu derech arto here. Well, one second. If they're there, how can they be here, in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash? No, it's not a problem, because if that's what you want, then the Kedusha Har Maria manifests there, wherever you are. Good. So that's what Kvitas Har Maria, or Kvitas HaDerech means. Now let's talk about Maariv. V'zehu Atzmoi Pirush Tfilas Arvis. That's what Tfilas Arvis is all about. Tfilas Arvis is the tefillah that comes when it's dark, and there's foreboding, and there's certainly no clear vision of bright light and Kedusha. You don't see apparently where and how Hashem's goodness and blessings are going to come. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu says, even now, I want so much for Hashem's light to shine in the darkness, and I'm going to defy. Look, Alifas just tried to take his life. He had to negotiate with him with everything he had. He comes empty-handed. Literally, he had nothing. And he is going where? To Laban. What kind of golden glittering awaits him? We know. What a wonderful time he had in Beit Laban. So it's dark. It's about as dark as it can be. Yaakov, my son, is sitting on the his golus, his crossing with that staff in his hand and nothing else. That's us. That's us going into Golus. And it's the bitter. It's very, very dark and very bitter. And he says, Now I'm in Davin. Because now I'm going to not just pray for myself, but I'm going to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this darkness. And so he's instituting Tfilas Arvis. Because even when you're far away and you seem to be forlorn and you think, perhaps it appears like Hashem forgot you. No, I'm gonna reach out to him. So now you see that the intersection of the two meanings of Vayifka, it's all in spite of the fact that I'm far away physically or in the dark, spiritually, seemingly fallen out of grace, if you will. It doesn't matter. I'm going to strive to reach and strive to make my way back to Hashem and bring light out of this darkness. Naher migoich hashecha, light coming from the darkness itself. Zeh atz mepirush tulas arvus ki bevadeh be'eis chayshech, when it's so dark. Ein makom lehizgalus ha'or. That's what darkness represents. That energy and the kedusha that we hope for and that will make all things good seems to be absent. But no. Al yedei ratzayin ha'adam shaloi behadraga. By the desire, by the dint of your tremendous belief that it can be done. Shaloi behadraga means without compromise, meaning we're not just going to go up one level, but we're going to brighten and we're going to heighten with full kedusha in the darkness and in spite of the darkness. Al zeh misayre ha'ara, that causes a tremendous amount of energy to be ignited in Shemayim. Shaloi al tidera hateva. Remember, daytime is what you can see. What you can see is what exists. That's teva. Night, I don't know. What you cannot see, is it real? And even if it exists, but what can we accomplish with it? What can be done with it? Can we raise its holiness and make it vital? Yes. That's what Yaakov Avinu says about the darkness of night. Ki ha'kol tolu v'ratzayin ha. It's just about how much it means to you. Do you really want it? If you really want it, it can happen. So, by dint of his will, he has accomplished Arvis at a time, not only time of day, but a time of life that it's darkest for Yaakov Avinu. And by the same strength of will, he brings the holiness of a place so far away, and he brings it proximal. He brings it, and it's local, and it's right with him. That's why that same one word from Yitzchak says, boom. And it's all about how much you want it, how important it is, how much you believe, how strength of belief that it's vital and it can be accomplished means that you succeed. Now he says that this applies to all of us, and he says that we sometimes are far away, and sometimes we seem to be surrounded in dark situations, personally, nationally. And the Navi Yishayahu, we say Matzah Shabbos in Vietlacha, Boyle Niv Svatoyim, a whole expression on our lips, created a new shalom, the word shalom. Shalom larachak vilakaray. For those who are far, or for the one who's far, and for the one who's near. So the Sasema says, Uksiv shalom akarbi vilarachak pirish. She'ein dober ra yoytze me Hashem Yisbarach. You know, the things that are challenging Yaakov, ultimately, they caused him to rise up to the challenge, and that meant he was attacking Tulis Arvid. He brought Ara Maria and made it possible from then on, like the Sefer HaZakus says. Now you can bring Ara Maria wherever you want. Remember, it started with Yaakov Avinu. We go out, we're in the Galah, there's no Beis HaMikdash, and we have the ability to turn to and be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Beis HaKnesses, thousands of miles away. Like the Pasuk says, Ve'ehi lehem mikdash ma'at. I'm going to be Ahilahem Lemikdash Ma'at. Who started that? Yaakov Avinu. Because he brought Hara Maria to where he was. He was Rachek. He was physically Rachek. And now the idea in the Pasuk in Yishayahu is you can be physically Rachek and spiritually Rachek. But if you want to get out of that distant position vis-a-vis Yaakov Baruch Hu, you want to come closer? If you feel so deeply, oh, I'm so far away, and you realize it, then you can, by that very recognition that you're so far away, you can realize, I have to make my way back. And then he is also saying that sometimes the richuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made it, that you're far away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has perhaps thrown up challenges and problems and situations that cause us to throw up our hands and say, I can't anymore. And then you realize, I have to turn the back. And now, it's the provocation of that richuk which moves a person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Shalom. It's not just that he welcomes him back, but the very fact that there was richuk, you now realize, was an act of God, and that the challenges were there as provocation to promote, to egg on, to urge us on, to come back. Shalom l'arachek v'la'karev. So let's see it inside. Uksiv shalom l'karev v'la'rachek pirish she'en dover ra yotze me'ashem yisbarach imkein harichu kugam kein l'tovo. So he's saying that the idea that the pasuk says shalom l'arachek v'la'karev doesn't just mean that there will be shalom for the rachek, it means there already is. Even when someone is in a sense far away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to him, already, shalom. Meaning, it's good, even before it seems to be. It's already good. It's already good. That's the old Yiddish expression. Somebody has to know how it thinks. So he's supposed to say, Shvetzayim good. It's already good. Shvetzayim better. And then it'll even be better. It's already good. Meaning, even when you think you're rachek, shalom. Because that's done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to wake us up. And if we respond wisely and wake up, we can now narrow that gap, and we won't be rachok anymore. We'll become karev. Im kein harichuk hu gam kein l'tova. The very richuk is for good purposes and for positive purposes. The richuk is so we should respond to it and come close and return. Shalidei harichuk nisayir ba'adam ratzayn emes yosef. The richuk causes us to want to respond and to draw closer and not be far away anymore. That's what we're able to do. You look at people who woke up, you know, I was reading the other day about Uri Zohar, Oliver Shom. Uri Zohar was a comedian. He was an actor. He was a producer. He was one of the most famous entertainers in Israel ever. And he realized, oh, he's so far away. I mean, as far as Olam Hazeh is concerned, it was glory and fame. But as far as being with Hashem, he said, oh, I'm so far away. And it was the impetus, that was the impetus to come back. And then to, of course, not only draw close himself, but join thousands of others with him. Let's conclude. He says, that's why Rashi says, L'lamedcha shekafza lai ha'aretz. Not just that you should know. L'lamedcha, to teach you, Shrasan is there. Sheyesh mizeh limud l'kalish Yisrael. Sheyedah, you all have to know. Sheyem l'cha makim shalayucha lahargish ha'ara ha'pnimiyus. There's no situation or station in life where you can't, if you look and work hard and look for the truth, you'll find holiness possible. You'll find Kedusha can be fomented in the situation that you're in the environment that you're in, with the people with whom you live and work. But you have to work hard. You can bring out the holiness, and Hara Maria, the mountain, can come